This is Chris Grabowski. First of all, I'd like to thank Larry for hosting the podcast of Blank Cool Tech. And I also wanted to talk to you today about the ID Mate 2 by Envision America. For those of you that do not know what the ID Mate 2 is, it's a portable barcode scanner that can scan the barcodes that you'd have in supermarkets so that you can identify your food, your cans, your bottles, your pops, your whatever you has a barcode on it, you could essentially identify. The ID Mate has a database of over 750,000 items in the database, like Kraft macaroni and cheese might be in there, or pretty much a lot of things from the supermarket. But you can also use it to label your audio CD collection. You could scan the barcode that's on the audio CD, and you can actually record with your own voice what the item is if it's not in the database. The ID Mate 2 comes in a leather carrying case, and it's basically a little square computer with a barcode scanner attached to it. And on the front of the leather carrying case, there's a little flip-down door that you can use so that you don't have to remove the barcode scanner from the case. Personally, I never do that. I figure it's just easier to pull the barcode scanner out of the case and use it like that instead of just playing with flipping the lid down or the front cover down. The ID Mate 2 has built-in double talk speech, and it also has, it keeps its database on a compact flash card so that you can pretty much swap out your compact flash cards. Right now I have a gigabyte compact flash card in the ID Mate. Now what I'll do is I'll turn it on, and on the top there's a little round switch.
By Envision America.
Gigabyte card.
ID mode.
Now you're actually in ID mode, and on the basically it wants to scan something, but on the front of the device you have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 buttons. You have a mode button. You have an up and a down button. You have a record button, which is round, and you have an erase button, which is square. So if you press the mode button, which is the longer of the, it's on the left-hand side if you're looking at it.
Memo, no memos in memory.
You can use the ID Mate as a memo recorder.
Memory, 1,382 minutes remaining.
That's how many minutes are remaining in the memory on your compact flash card.
Help one. Introduction. ID Mate 2 is the world's first fully portable barcode system for the visually impaired. Using digital voice recording and text-to-speech technology, the product allows users to access a large, preloaded database of products and their descriptions. Along with this preloaded data, the user can add information on the fly by recording voice messages associated with any barcode. ID Mate 2 can be used in the home, workplace, grocery, library, or classroom to identify any item. For example, with ID Mate 2 you can identify cans, jars, boxes, bottles, clothing, books, playing cards and games, prescription medicines, CDs, albums, cassette tapes, computer disks, pictures, and important papers or documents. In fact, any product or item that is not easily identifiable by means of the other senses is a candidate for ID Mate 2.
So that was actually the first portion of the help that's built into the ID Mate 2. Now, since we're in the help mode, we can press the up or down arrow keys to go and step between the different help sections.
Help 2. The controls. On the top edge of the recorder, from the left, you'll find the AC/DC power jack. This jack allows you to recharge the batteries without removing the recorder from the carrying case. Help 3. The modes of operation. Help 4. ID mode. Help 5. Memo mode. This mode allows you to digitally record any number.
So that gives you an idea of how helpful this device can actually be, and it's to be operated by so few buttons. It's pretty amazing. So we're going to press the mode button until we get to ID mode.
ID mode.
That beep signifies that the barcode scanner is actually ready to be scanned. So what I'm going to do is scan a bottle that I have in my hand, or try to.
Product. Snapple. Iced tea. Diet Peach 16 ounces. Product description. 4-pack. Nutritional information. Serving size. 8 ounces. Servings per container. 2. Calories per serving. 0. Sodium per serving. 10 milligrams. Carbohydrates per serving. 1 grams. Sugar per serving. 0 grams. Protein per serving. 0 grams.
So it reads you the nutritional information if the nutritional information is actually in the database. So what's really nice about this, too, is you can actually have a closed case of, like, say, for example, a variety pack of iced tea, for example, and you can sort out the different flavors with the ID mate. So the ID mate will actually tell you. The ID mate, obviously, will also tell you when the batteries are low. So we should probably charge the device. So now let's try scanning something else, now that we have it plugged into power and it's ready to be used again.
ID mode.
Beep signifies the barcode scanner is ready. So let's see what happens. Waving the wand.
Low battery, recharge now.
Apparently the strip outlet's not on. So let's see what happens. There we go. Now the strip outlet's actually on. It actually got flipped off when I was plugging in the power supply for the ID mate.
Memo. No memos in memory. Help. 5. ID mode.
Let's try ID. So I'm going to scan this box. There we go.
Item not found. To record. Press and hold the record button.
This is perfect, actually, because this is a box of Raisin Bran that I'm going to have to cancel again, scan again, because I was talking.
Memo, no, ID mode.
So now I can press and hold the record button, and I can say Raisin Bran Crunch. Now the next time I scan this box of Raisin Bran, it's actually going to say Raisin Bran Crunch. And that's exactly what happened. So you can see how powerful this device is. Not only does it give you the option to scan something that's in the database, it gives you the option to scan something and add that's not into the in the database by your own voice. So if you'd like any more information about the ID Mate, you can go to www.envisionamerica.com, and that's envisionamerica.com. If you need any information from me or you'd like to email me, my email address is chrisg@buffalo.edu. Thank you very much.